Okay, bitches, it's my finally turn to tell a joke because your jokes are dry as fuck, but it's okay.
It's my finally turn.
Oh, you're a grammar teacher. You're a teacher now. Where's your certificate?
Don't worry about
it. Go ahead. Okay. All right, so, y'all, here's my joke. Okay. What do you call an Afghan virgin?
Bitch, absolutely fucking not.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
An Afghan, I saw that joke. You're using a website.
The same website that you use?
Yeah.
Then if you know it, it's defaulted. You can't use it. Then we can't answer it.
So go ahead and tell the joke. Go ahead. It's fine. Just tell the joke.
Never been laid on. That's so bad. I thought it was so funny. Hold on. So do you know all these jokes, bitch?
I've seen all of them. I don't know the answer to all of them, though.
Okay. Oh. What was it? Oh. Now I'm nervous. Oh my god. I think you did say that joke already. Actually, bitch, this is where you were getting all your jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, we live unprepared, bitch.
I was prepared until you're like, oh, I know Ollie's doing it. And you just always have to, you know, one up.
You need a break.
It's okay. No, girl. How's the weather? Tell me about the weather.
The weather's amazing. Is it,
okay. Bitch, ready?
Okay.
What's 6 inches long, 2 inches wide, and drives women wild?
I know these jokes, bitch.
Do you know the answer?
Pick another one.
I hate you.
Ali had a bookmark on my phone.
I hate you. I know exactly what you typed into fucking Google, bitch.
What did I type in?
Don't worry about it.
Somebody jealous.
I'm not jealous, girl.
Damn, bitch.
I'm making sure that's right. Why was the guitar teacher arrested? Oh, she don't know this one, girl.
I don't know that one.
She don't know... For fingering a minor.
That's so...
All those jokes are good.
All those jokes are very problematic. The one... See, when I do my jokes, I make sure they're not, like, racist or, like, pedo or fucking...
Or everything that I just did.
A minor. Do you get the joke yourself?
I do get it because a minor is a key or a note. Something that has to do with guitar. Same whore, different dress.
Yes. You know how to read music?
Huh?
Fun fact. I know how to read music. But do you know how to read music?
No. But do you know how to read Braille?
Am I blind, nigga? Is my name Stevie Wonder?
That was inappropriate.
It's not. I can see. I have... Never mind.
Okay. Guys, I'm gonna do the intro this time just because Jelani does it all the time, but I'm gonna sound like Jelani. Okay, ready? Are you ready for this? Hi guys, this is Two Gays Pod. I'm Jelani and this is Tyler. You can catch us on Instagram. Blah blah blah.
Too bad, that's the outro.
That's the same same thing. What's the intro?
The intro, first of all, our podcast is not called Two Gays Pod, bitch. Oh, it's called Two Gays to Function.
It's the same thing.
Wow, we see who's invested in this, don't we, girls?
Men could listen to this, too.
Don't we, girls?
Men.
Don't we, girls?
Everybody in between.
Men can be girls, too.
They can be?
Yes, they can.
Okay, come on. Equality. Equality.
Equality.
For the T.
Anyways, welcome back to Two Gays to Function. That's what the podcast is called, a Two Gays Pod. Two Gays Pod is actually our Instagram page.
I don't even know our Instagram page.
We know, because you don't fucking use it, but it's Gooch. It's Gooch.
It's okay.
How's your week been?
I've honestly just laid in bed and watched Westworld. Bitches, y'all need to watch Westworld and get on this shit. This shit will have you fucked all the way up.
Isn't Gina Torres on Westworld? She's black.
Yes.
Yes.
She's the madame. She's the baddest bitch on there.
She's baddest bitch every show that she's in. She's
literally so fucking amazing.
She's the baddest bitch on Suits. before Meghan Markle, you know, Mary Quinn Terry, she's the boss.
She's such a
badass bitch.
She comes back, oh my god. I would just, the putt bitch.
She has her own spinoff.
It kind of reminds me of, do you remember American Horror Story Asylum?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how there's like 8,000 different plots going on and then they all,
I mean, I know which one's about, I just never watched it.
But it's like really good. It is really, I sat in bed and I've never sat and watched a Netflix, not even Netflix, HBO series.
You need to watch Big Little Lies. That's gonna have you, it's only 6 episodes,
I was,
it'll have you fucking
one hurt. Episode in the first season, y'all, had me so shook.
Really?
Shaking to the core.
I have to watch now.
It was really good.
I've been wanting to, but I need to finish Sabrina first.
And it's honestly, it's so like, you could apply all of the shit that happens in Westworld to the real life.
And Westworld is also on HBO.
So. Yeah, it's a $14.99 subscription, and you also get 2 months, or 2 weeks free.
Or free, if you're me.
He's a criminal.
Anyways, so that's it. Yeah. I haven't done anything all week either, to be honest.
It's great.
It is great.
I feel well rested. I don't need to talk to anybody.
Same. I feel like except I'm for ready tonight. For my new job. Like, yeah. It's, I'm ready. Yeah, I'm nice and refreshed.
We love progress.
Abercrombie, what's that?
Retail?
Retail? What? I don't know what that is.
Oh, she's better than that now, y'all. Jelani's not going to know how to act, y'all. You're going to see him on Instagram sipping mimosas, hiking mountains.
Yeah, hiking mountains.
You know, posting for the gram, out here living, doing art classes, listening to music, going to museums.
Call me Pablo Picasso.
Going to museums. He's a high-class individual.
High-class.
He's wearing a fur coat right now. It's 80 degrees in here.
Don't.
Can't tell him shit, bitch.
You're not gonna get me robbed, okay? I don't wear a fur coat.
It's fake.
And if it was fur, it would be faux.
Looks like Barbie hair.
Barbie hair? Don't play yourself. Yeah. Well, this week, I want to end the shit off right. And I want to do a 2018 recap.
Okay, do we have segments? Are we just bullet pointing things that we remember
like,
this week?
Like,
this year?
The most memorable moments, good and bad, of the podcast. Or of your 2018.
2018?
Mm-hmm.
I think the most memorable thing of 2018.
Bitch, we're going down, like, multiple.
No, I'm just doing one good, one bad.
No, bitch, that makes no sense.
Yes, because, like, they're good. Like, though, okay, so I don't know if this is the most memorable can be good or bad. Because I don't think I had any, just, like, one good and one bad thing. Like, this is an in-between.
Yeah.
Was definitely our New Orleans trip. Like, that was by far the most memorable moment of 2018.
That was very memorable.
It was great.
Because that was the first time that I sprained my ankle.
Yeah, listening to what song was it?
Two Step.
Nuck If You Buck.
Two Step.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a mess. Was that the first time we ever been out of town together?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, like a vacation, yeah.
So that was the most
fun.
The
go
car
back?
Ride. The car ride there was great. The car ride there was not bad. It was it was the ride coming back home.
I mean, the ride coming back was way worse than going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Homeboy looked like Maya Angelou with that fucking makeup on.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
When Alyssa said that. You look Maya Angelou. I fucking died. He really did. Like, if only he could do her voice, I would have cried.
I thought he was going to die in that.
I thought he was going to get punched in the face.
Yeah,
he was like, give me your sunglasses. I was like, bitch, that's not going to help. You're wearing lipstick into the men's bathroom. Like, sorry, sis. ain't had in shit.
I will never forget that. What was another? Oh, bitch. When I would go to bed and he would just, this person would just talk, wait for me to go to bed. And I would wake up and his eyes were just off. Waiting, girl. I had a human alarm clock.
Literally.
And that was great. That was probably the best. Oh, the oysters were good.
Oh my
god.
The
hurricanes were good. The alcohol was good. Everything was good.
Everything was really
and I
good.
Think even though that, like, at the end of the trip, I was very annoyed with literally everybody.
Except for me.
Of course, because you were driving and I didn't want you to kill us.
It wasn't even that. It was like, I sprained my ankle so bad, I didn't complain, like, not once.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was a trooper that trip.
And then
I walked everywhere.
The other thing, it was sweating as soon as you walk outside.
It was so hot. And it fucking stinks. Bourbon Street smells like throw up.
It smells like Blake's bathroom.
Literally, smells like a fucking... Yes. Yeah. It smells like someone was getting fisted nonstop.
Is that what you smell like when you get fisted? Because I've never been fisted. I've never been fisted, but I
assume that's what it smells like.
Okay.
What good can come out of you being fisted? I'm sticking my fucking...
You probably get aired out.
I'm sure you fart a lot.
You can't
imagine the fucking farts when they're done fisting you?
You probably smell like you literally. Not even the smell.
I'm sure it's loud as fuck.
No, you can't even fart because you have a gaping hole in between your legs.
But your hole like comes back.
Not right away.
Ew.
And then what? Ew. What was the worst thing about 2018?
For you?
I know that I'm very humble when I say this, but I feel like 2018 was very up and up for me, like, with work and school related, like, there was no problematic things that happened.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good thing.
The craziest thing that happened, I guess the worst thing, was when that person, whoever it was, showed up at our house when I recorded the podcast.
I'm trying to forget that night.
Yeah, that was probably the worst. Other than that, like...
That was terrifying.
Yes, girl, yes. She's just...
So if you had a lot of ups and ups, why would you not want to, you know... Speak about your positives in your life.
She got promoted.
Lit.
She's salary, man. Come on.
She's a rich bitch.
She went from working like 4 jobs when my car exploded 2 years ago. Remember 2 years ago to struggling ever since then. And then I got a car. I had to work my ass off to get a car. And then I failed out of school. And then I finally got back into school, got a car. I have 2 cars now, bitches, so don't tell me shit.
I was there for all of that.
Yes.
I'll never forget when you got the email from the school.
Yeah.
We were on it on the treadmill, and you literally stopped and cried. I was like, what the fuck is this?
So, yeah, she's out here. She's really out here.
Evolving.
She's evolving, girl. She's working one job. She's living her best Caucasian life. I have a candle in every room of my house.
Sounds dangerous, but come on.
We don't pyrotech things.
Too many smells.
We love sensory overload. But yeah, and she's just traveled. I think I traveled the most I've ever traveled in 2018.
Yeah.
I literally went all over the fucking place.
You did.
Where did I go? I went to Florida. I went to New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I went to St. Louis.
You go to Vegas?
I went to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Chicago.
Is that it?
I went to Indianapolis.
That's a lot of places.
I went to Indianapolis. Where else did I go? Cincinnati.
Yeah, you went to a lot of places.
I did. This year has been very good. Next year is going to be even better.
Oh, yeah. 2018 is the year.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's so crazy where you go, where you started out, and then where you come from.
I know. It is really crazy.
But yeah, that's Perrin's, you know, recap.
My 2018 was up and down.
Let's speak on it.
Like...
We got time.
Shit. I mean, it started off very well,
mm-hmm.
and then it started, like, trickling down from there, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got back up. Like, I feel like a major thing this year for me was losing Rosemary.
That was definitely very big.
Yeah, that was pretty hard. What else? And then... But I feel like ever since that happened, things have, like, gone up for me.
Yeah.
Like, I did go through that little period where I was, like, losing it.
You were just losing it on the podcast,
like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, like, that was, like, the only, like, little struggle that I had.
So, the end of your 2018 has been up. Which is good. You made changes.
True tea.
You made changes. You reflected on your position, and you wanted to change it.
Yeah, quit my job.
Come on.
Thank God I got a new job in a field that I actually love.
Yeah.
So, that was pretty lit. I'm just, you know, 2018 ended well, for sure.
So what was your high point in 2018?
My high point?
I would say
my high point was literally quitting my job.
Bitch, that just happened.
Exactly.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, that was probably my high point.
Good job, friend.
Like, quitting retail.
And I was the only one to tell you to quit.
Boom, boom. You really were.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Just listen to Perrin. Everybody just listen to Perrin. Things will work out.
No. Do not listen to Perrin. He's very bad advice most of the time.
No.
You don't?
No.
Well, I guess I should say advice. I should say you... Basically, when it comes to mess, Perrin will put you in the mess.
But you come out stronger, though.
I mean, I don't, because I don't do it.
Look at you.
I don't like mess.
I will not put you in a mess. If you are true to my friend, like, if you are friends with me, I'll make sure you're not involved in mess. I also feel like half my friends are smart enough to know than to ask me dumbass questions, so I'm gonna give you a dumbass answer.
But yeah, that was 2018. Like, 2018 was, like, shitty, but, you know.
Shitty kitty.
Shitty, little shitty kitty. Like, you know, just wipe it off and keep on going.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Come on, wipes. I was thinking about making, like, wipe-flavored wipes.
That would be eating a wipes?
Fucking genius idea. So, say you're, like, about to, you know, like,
yeah,
get booty ate, like, groceries, and, you know, you after showered, but, like, you just want something to, like
flavor?
Like, a flavor. You just wipe yourself, and then there's the
why don't
flavor.
You make, why don't you make, like, a cream or a lotion?
But, like, there's just, everybody loves options.
Who wants to wipe their ass like they're,
what if it's, like, cake-flavored, cake-flavored wipes? Like, you just wipe your ass.
You should just make a lotion or a cream.
No, because then there's going to be cream on your mouth after you eat their ass.
There's going to be wipe residue on your mouth.
No, there's not.
Okay.
You can't see wipe residue.
Like, bitch, no.
Yes.
I think that's a good idea.
I feel like I am onto something.
Flavored wipes.
Flavored wipes. You can have, a Thanksgiving dinner.
Here are my flavored wipes. I just took a shit, but it still tastes like strawberries.
Thank you.
No, yes. That's disgusting.
You're not going to use it to regularly wipe your ass.
Which is just fucking sex. Wipe your ass. And douche and shower.
Oh my god, it's a, you know, spin a twist on it or something.
A twist? Or you can just, bitch, why don't you make a flavored enema?
I could do that too.
Boom.
Look at that. God.
Trademark.
Look at that.
So what are your big goals for 2019? Besides making flavored wipes?
I honestly like to move into, I'm learning to move in silence.
Yes.
I'd rather not say what my goals are because I already have them set in stone. And I would like to achieve it on my own, and when I get there is when I'll share it.
I mean, I feel the same way.
So, I don't, like, sorry, sis. Sorry,
moving
sisters.
Silence is like, I wouldn't bother us for it. Like, I feel like moving silence is like it.
Yeah. It just happens that way.
Yeah.
So, what are we doing for this podcast in 2019? What are the goals for this podcast?
Well, my goals for the podcast is to have some segments.
Uh-huh.
I want new artwork.
You want new artwork?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want a new intro.
Okay. That's a lot of wants.
It's a little...
That's
a lot of wants.
I feel like
I
need to say we need. We need.
We do
want,
we need.
We need.
We need speaking these things. Yes, need you to help me.
This is, girl...
This is our project,
bitch. Oh, so this is our project.
Yes.
Okay, so when we get advertisements and everything, I get 50% of it.
Bitch, yes.
Okay.
We are getting paid.
Okay, yes.
That's the point.
We love coins.
I want to take this podcast to the next level. Like, I feel like we can. Like, we've only been doing this for a few months, mm-hmm. and we already have over...
We don't talk about that. Move in silence.
What are you talking about?
They don't need to know every bit of our life. If we're moving in silence,
and I shouldn't have told them about the new intro, the new artwork.
No, that's fine.
You're contradicting yourself.
I guess I'm picking and choosing what I want to talk about.
Exactly.
But at the same time, like, this is a podcast. This is what we're doing. This is relevant to what we're doing. Like, our goals.
I'm just saying,
not...
you need to be more active, bitch. Because now I'm paying for it. And
sorry, Dad. Sorry.
We need to get it together.
Sorry, dear.
We're going to try to do this once a week next year for real.
I feel like we were very close to that.
We were. Then school happened. Like finals happens. What happened? Yeah.
It's just like a lot.
What other goals do I have? I want to be more active, like fitness-wise. I want to do a 5K.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be the best me I can be, fit, like health-wise. I want to...
Didn't we just talk about how you don't care about going to the gym?
Well, now that I have Greta... Yeah, I have a partner.
Yeah.
Like, it's so much easier.
Yeah.
I want to be more social.
Mm-hmm.
But I only want to participate in social activities that will benefit me. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to just go to fucking Blake's and Tan and... What is it called? Moonshine? Moonstone?
I don't know her.
Whatever the fuck. Old, whatever Burkhart's is called now.
Like, Midtown Moon?
Midtown Moon. Like, yeah. I don't want to just go out and about and, like, kiki. Like, because those people have don't do anything for me, so.
I mean, they're not, but they're there just to have a good time.
And I don't need to have a good time right now. I'm trying to really focus.
I feel like you really, like, you need to let loose. I feel like you use those types of people and those groups of friends for what they're worth.
But why do I need to use them?
You're not gonna.
I have people that I'm close with.
Yeah, already. But like, they're different people that you go and party with, and there's people that you're close with.
I don't really party.
Okay.
Like, those people, like, what? For what?
But what do you mean? Let loose, you know, girl.
I can let loose without them.
You let loose just laying in your bed.
Exactly. Just like, oh. Watching TV.
Yes. Come on.
I have a whole fucking, like, list of things that I want to accomplish in 2019. I want to make all A's and B's.
Okay.
Yeah. But my big goal, which is not even going to happen next year, but my goal is to be married in 2021.
I'm gonna throw up.
Pinch your pearls.
I'm gonna throw up. That's some gay ass shit.
That's gay. No, it's not. I wanna be
gay.
2021.
Bitch, you are gay as fuck.
I wanna be married.
Get ass.
Whoa, whoa.
Get out.
We'll leave that out.
Get out. No, you're gonna leave it.
No, no.
Yes. Mm-mm. Leave it. He gay. He like dick. Yes.
But aren't you going on a date after this?
You said, I'm not going on a date.
But no, that's probably, like, my biggest, like, things for 2019. Podcast, my personal life, like, all that jazz. I just gotta keep up. Keep up with it. It's time. I'm about to be 26.
You're about to be 26? How does it make you feel?
Age. I don't know. Old. It's stressful. No, not old. It's making me feel like I have a lot to do.
Yeah.
In the next year.
Okay, so get it done.
I am.
Beyonce has 24 hours in a day.
Does she, though?
She probably has 36,
I feel honestly. Like she has a time machine.
I feel like she has She's 36 like,
oh,
hours.
I fucked that up. Let's rewind.
Okay, come on. Come on. Goals. Money buys everything.
Money does buy everything.
Yeah, it does.
Do you think money buys happiness?
Absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah. I agree.
Okay.
And you say money can buy you happiness, it absolutely can.
Actually,
I think it can.
There's certain things that it can buy and certain things that it can't buy.
Of course. But majority of the things that you want,
yeah,
that'll make you happy, you can buy. So, yes, money can.
Like, I've been single this long already. Like, I can buy a car and make me happy. I can buy clothes that'll make me happy.
Yeah. Boys, or you can find a man to give you a limited dick anytime you want.
I feel like boys or men are just going to cheat on you regardless. So, what's the point?
True T. They're fucking snakes.
I'm a man. I know.
True T.
See ya.
True fucking T.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what else?
Bitch, let me find out. I'm going to be the first one in our friend group to get married.
I feel like it's not going to be you. I feel like it's going to be the other one. Our other person.
I'm going to be like, surprised. I've had a husband the entire time. Here's my ring. Here's my rock.
Bitch, I'd slap
you. I low-key was Becky with the good hair.
I would totally be so upset if you got married without me knowing.
Yeah, I signed the papers.
Can you not?
What? I'm zippering everything. Everything.
Yeah, I feel like the other Tyler's going to be... The first one to get married. I feel like, I low-key feel like I'm gonna be the last person to get married. It's either gonna be, I don't know.
I think it's gonna be, you're gonna be the last one because you want it so badly.
Well, that's one thing I want to work on. Like, I don't want to, like, stress it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, I'm 26 years old. Like, if it happens, happen. If it doesn't, doesn't. But I'm manifesting that into my destiny.
Yeah.
That I'm gonna get married in 2021.
Okay, keep talking about it. It's never gonna happen.
Bitch!
You're gonna be like the 35-year-old virgin.
I'm very good at moving in silence. You have no idea what I've been working on. Not even you know.
That's fine. I don't want to know.
Not yet. Oh. One day you will, bitch.
One day.
One day.
One day.
Move in silence.
I'll be here.
So don't tell me shit to happen.
I'm not saying nothing.
I mean, I'll tell you, but I won't tell
you. Oh, y'all, just so you know, our motto for 2019 is mind your business.
It's always the motto. And,
like, I'm gonna reiterate this the entire 2019. Remember, do better, like, that was a thing all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be mind your business. Anytime somebody says something that they shouldn't be saying, I'm gonna say mind your business.
If anybody asks me something, mind your business.
Honestly, life is so much more simpler when you mind your business.
It really is. It's less stressful. You stay out of mess.
Yeah.
Just simply mind your business.
Absolutely.
It's, and like, when people say, like, it's easier said than done, it's...
Bitch, you can catch yourself real quick and say, why am I worried about this?
You can, yes. Now, yeah, Absolutely. I totally agree.
I feel like problematic people come from not minding their business.
I feel like we're kind of problematic sometimes. Not like in, like, I feel like on the podcast I'm kind of problematic. What do we say about my things? No, I'm not that much.
I mean, maybe a little
we have
bit.
We have our moments, but nothing but too drastic.
Everybody has their moment.
Yeah.
You know?
True too.
We're not all normal.
I'm human. I slip up sometimes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very PC.
So then we're going to say mind your business, but we're going to also put an asterisk. We're also humans.
I mean, I'm good at minding my business.
I'm good.
You like mess.
No, I do not like mess.
Somebody said you liked mess.
I don't give a fuck what they have to say.
From afar.
Their opinion is just, you know what? Everybody has an asshole, just like everybody has an opinion. Doesn't mean much, girl.
Got that backwards, but...
I do. I know. I made my own thing. You know it? You know what? I'm gonna make my own shit. That's fine. That's fine.
Well...
I like mess when it doesn't involve me and I can watch it happen.
Yeah.
I feel like I like to create it.
I don't want to create it. That's the issue. I want to create it.
I want to
create it. If it happens in front of me, then it's like a treat. But, I mean, I don't want any
I don't want to, like... I just want to watch it and if I have, like, a little bit of, like... Like, just a little bit of... I'm good. I'm like, oh, I did
What are you doing for New Year's?
Minding my business. I am going out to Lava Lounge.
Lava?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Jump on the couches.
You said what? Jump off the couches? Jump on the couches. You have to jump from one couch to another. Couch, and yes. Pillows, right?
They'll probably kick you out.
That's fine. I'm going with my roomies.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're going with them and not anybody else.
I don't want to go to, like, Blake's or 10.
Def not.
What? Alright, well, what did we do last year for New Year's? Oh, we were at, I know where we were last year.
Where were we?
You and Alyssa.
Was it for New Year's?
And Tyler.
For New Year's?
Yeah, we were at your ex's house.
We were.
Yeah, we were. We went out that night.
You guys went out. I didn't go out.
You didn't go out, and then I ended up driving. Did I drive Tyler home? I drove Tyler home, and then I drove Alyssa home.
Look at you.
I was fucking tired, bitch.
Well.
You know, I try to be a good friend every once in a while.
I would hope a lot than just once in a while.
I have to be in the mood. You know?
So, new year, new me. What's your biggest resolution for next year?
I don't have a resolution.
What's your biggest goal for next year?
I don't have a goal. You told me I pick and choose what I want to talk about, so guess what? I'm not talking about shit anymore.
I really want to hit you with that hammer over there, but I'm not going to.
Oh my god, that looks like the hammer I make in Sims. Anyway.
Oh god.
That's it? Is that all we're talking about today?
Yeah, bitch, because you're a boring ass bitch.
I'm a boring ass bitch.
You're not very interesting today.
I did. She got places to go, people to see.
Yeah, places to
First
go.
First of all, y'all, he's talking about me being boring.
He has places to go.
We had a time.
He has places to go.
No, listen.
He has places to go.
She's talking real loud right now because she doesn't want to be exposed.
To go with
but
the,
she
with
definitely
the fucking...
told me to be here at 8 o'clock, and guess what? This bitch goes, oh my god, I'm still in fucking Snowville. Like, bitch, she's like, oh my god, I totally forgot to, like, we're doing this podcast. Bitch,
no.
I texted him, like, 2 hours ago, still 8, and it didn't fucking...
No,
it
I did
still
not.
Still said delivery, didn't say red. He was over here trying to, you know, work on his YouTube career, but it's okay.
I wasn't. I got asked to do a YouTube.
It don't matter.
Guest.
This man,
and
calendar
I didn't
box,
forget.
Talks about his
I didn't
time
forget.
Management,
I was
still late.
I didn't forget,
still
bitch.
Still late.
I didn't forget.
We recorded this
Were
at
you here
at 8
o'clock?
Yes,
Were
I was.
Were you here at 8 o'clock?
Yes, it doesn't matter.
Oh, last time I checked, you got here at the same fucking time.
I couldn't be here
you
at 8 o'clock
the same
because this is your
fucking
house.
Time.
This is your house.
So?
How am I supposed to get in?
Fucking excuses.
And I also have your location, bitch.
Excuses.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it where we meet on the highway. And then his ass decided to still go and get gas.
Which I got literally $5 of gas and would be late.
He works on his time. It's Jelani's time.
Bitch, you already planned this fucking dumb ass play date with your blue eyed dragon ass bitch.
Okay.
So.
I timed it so that way I wouldn't conflict with each other.
We'll see.
You know what? It's fine.
I'm gonna throw a drink on you when
it's
we go
fine.
Out tonight.
Don't worry. I'll throw one right back at you, bitch.
Mm-mm.
You better drink it.
I'm black,
I'm
bitch.
Not gonna...
I'll disappear real quick.
I'm sure you will.
But no, that's it.
Girl, there's mice in the walls.
This is gonna be our last episode of 20. Bitch, you and this fucking zipper. I'm gonna fucking.
That's misery shit right there.
Bitch. Do it again.
Oh, he got a taser now, y'all. He thought he was real slick. Thought he was real motherfucking slick. He probably don't even have batteries.
Zip it again.
He doesn't even have batteries. Come on. Bitch, don't even.
Zip it again. Zip it again.
Ah! Don't fucking do that. That shit is loud.
Yeah. This is the last episode of 2018. We'll be back in 2019. Stop talking. We'll be back in 2019.
Oh my god, see you next year.
Yeah. I hate those bitches. Oh my god, see you so talented since last year. Like, fuck off, bitch.
I'm gonna say that when the beginning of our podcast.
I'm bringing my podcast. I'm bringing my taser with me tonight. Oh, wow.
That's fine.
I'm
ready.
I'm going to taste them fucking...
Stay ready, never have to get ready.
True tea. But, yeah, that's it. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at our personal pages, which will be in the... on the artwork, if you can't remember how to spell it. I'll put it in the description as well. And make sure to tune in to Cocktails with Lex. And that will be premiering on YouTube. On YouTube. And I'm going to be a special guest on the first episode. The premiere episode, because I'm a star.
Okay, bye, guys.
No, bitch.
Bye.
And don't forget to follow.
End this shit. Bye. Bitch,
don't forget. And don't forget to follow us on 2 Days Pod on Instagram. And then, what else? Oh, yeah. Please rate and subscribe. Turn this shit off. Rate and subscribe on Apple Podcasts so we can get these sponsors, bitch. We need sponsors.
Okay. They're called Sugar Daddies.
No, bitch. Yeah. So, rate and subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and SoundCloud.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Tater Tot.